Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of TAP, Unlocking the Mobile Economy, by Anindya Ghosh, performed by James Foster. Introduction. Imagine a future in which parents have their child wear a wristband when the family is at the beach, and a mobile app beeps to alert the parent if the child strays outside an area defined by the parents. Or a future in which someone could travel to a city for the first time and immediately find not only the kind of cuisine, clubs, bars, and stores he likes, but also receive personalized offers that lure him in. Or a future in which a company could send a coupon to a potential customer before she even leaves for a shopping trip she didn't even know she was going to take. Or a future in which, instead of flipping through a physical catalog and guessing how something might look in your home, you can go onto an interactive platform and place products in your rooms using an app and the cameras in your mobile device. That future is now. In fact, it's so now, it is almost yesterday already. None of these examples is science fiction. Companies are creating and improving this reality as you read this. The technological ability already exists to make our lives more efficient and fun. Its biggest enabler is right in the palm of our hands and often in our pockets. It is the smartphone. It is no longer just a device. In 2015, the mobile ecosystem generated 4.2% of global GDP, a contribution that amounts to more than $3.1 trillion of economic value added. The former CEO of eBay, John Donahue, referred to mobile devices as the central control system of consumers' lives. The always-on lifestyle has become so pervasive that we now take it for granted. But many will tell you that being emotionally and spiritually attached to our phones is a choice we all make. Is it? Motivation behind this book. What made me think about writing this book? I believe it was late in 2009 or early 2010 that I first heard the phrase, "We live in an era of smartphones and stupid people." I was very amused with this statement, but I was also intellectually intrigued. Not so much about what smartphones would eventually do to human intelligence, but more by
Sample complete. Ready to continue?